The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, everyone. This is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM and WSBR 88.1 FM in Lee. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the wonderful city of Pittsfield. And Bev Prentice is operating the board as always. Good morning, Bev.
Good morning to you.
We had the most amazing opening reception for the Women in Art show. There are 73 women artists throughout the Berkshires in this show. I think we had 250 people come through the doors.
Wow.
It was over the period of 2 to 3 hours, and it was just awesome. It was awesome. It was on International Women's Day. And it was just really special to see all the women supporting women. And, of course, there were men there, too, supporting women, which we were grateful for. But there were 73 artists involved in this show and really brought together people from all over the county. There were people from Otis, Great Barrington, Sheffield, Stockbridge, Williamstown. It was really cool.
Are these numbers the regular number you usually get?
No. That was significantly higher than we normally get. So we were grateful. And this show is open through March 27th at the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts. So if you missed the reception, please come check it out. Our open hours are Wednesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Wednesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Women in Art is at the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts over the course of the month of March through March 27th, featuring 73 artists from around the Berkshires. We did a big call out for art and received an overwhelmingly great response, overwhelming response. So we're happy. It's a good
ecstatic
show. And we're very, very happy that Sean McCusker, thank you, Sean McCusker, for hanging the show. Because these works of art came in boxes and bags and wrapped, and Sean made it the most beautiful thing. We have great pictures on our website, lovepittsfield.com, and on our social media platforms. Instagram is Love Pittsfield and Facebook is Cultural Pittsfield. So look for the photos there. And again, you can see the show through March 27th. It's at the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts at 28 Rennie Avenue. Wednesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. are our open hours. And thank you to all the women that took part.
Congratulations.
In that show, and congratulations. Yes, for sure. We are looking forward to the Berkshire Art Association Fellowship Show, College Fellowship Show. That's coming in April. That features college students art majoring in art from Berkshire County or going to school in Berkshire County. And so that's always a good show. And there are prizes. It's a juried show and there are prizes for many of the artists. So that's opening in April with an opening reception on April 11th, I believe.
1 month.
1 month from this recording day.
Yep.
The month of March is flying right by, isn't it?
Isn't it though?
I know. We
did it come in as a lion or a lamb?
I was trying to remember. I think there was a snowstorm.
There was one.
And so then isn't that coming in like a lion?
Was that in the very beginning of the month?
Yeah.
Hey, it saves for me.
Yeah. And then now it's going to go out like a lamb with some rain and warm temperatures. It is funny. This happens every year, and every year everyone's so surprised that it gets warm, and then it gets cold again, and we're all shocked every year, it happens every single year in the Berkshires. But we're always surprised, and spring is springing for sure. Daylight savings, warm weather, then we're going to get some cold weather again, and then it's officially spring. It's just all the things.
I haven't seen anything for snow.
No, I've seen a little chance of snow, but mostly rain. So the warmer weather is here for the month of March, which is okay.
It's fantastic.
It's fantastic. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM and WSBR 88.1 FM in Lee. Shout out to WTBR. They broadcast the Pittsfield High School girls who were in the semifinals, and they're on to the finals this weekend. So congratulations to the Pittsfield High School girls basketball team, who is could be state champions for some of you by the time we're listening to this. Check it out for sure. But kudos to WTBR. They do all the broadcasts for the basketball and sporting events in the high schools, and it's really cool to listen if you're not there. So thank you Bob Heck and WTBR. But this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're talking about art and culture in Pittsfield and the Berkshires. There is a call out right now for Art Week Berkshires. Art Week Berkshires is May 15th through the 25th. And it is a collaborative event between the cultural districts of Berkshire County, Pittsfield, Williamstown, North Adams, Great Barrington, and Lenox. We all come together to put on Art Week Berkshires, which is May 15th to the 25th, as I said. But right now, we are doing a call for submissions. You can register an event. This registration for this year's event is open right now, and we invite you to take part. So this could be the Colonial Theater could register an event, Barrington Stage Company, the Clark, those bigger entities, Mass Mocha,
right,
Mahewi, something that's already happening at your event during May 15th to at your organization or venue. You can register that event for Art Week, but for artists or more individualized performers, you can create an event for Art Week, which we encourage you to do. So you could, if you are a tap dancer, you could perform or create a class. If you are an artist, an individual artist, you could have an open studio during this time. If you are a restaurant or a bar, you could do a tasting or a mixology class. These are all kinds of things that you can do. Very fun. Last year, the Berkshire Guild of Artists hosted a painting demonstration at Balderdash, where there were several artists there painting. And you could go watch the artists paint, and they also were selling a lot of their art and wares. So that was cool too. Lots of examples of what you can do for Art Week. In fact, I think right on this page, yes, it is. Art Week is, as I said, hosted by the cultural districts of the Berkshires, but we're grateful for one Berkshire who does all the marketing and promotion for us. That is on berkshires.org, so that's where you can register and get more information, berkshires.org. But they do a great job of explaining some examples. Sample Art Week Berkshire events that are experiential. Share your artist studio in an open studio visit. Teach a creative workshop at a local venue. Organize a show, reading, or performance with an artist talk. Open behind-the-scenes activity to visitors. Showcase comedy in a local cafe. Create a menu item to celebrate Art Week Berkshires. So that's for the restaurants. Demonstrate how you build a guitar. Invite the artist to meet with patrons once or twice during the duration of your exhibit that's running. Again, these are just a few examples, but think outside the box. And all of the cultural districts, Pittsfield, North Adams, Williamstown, Lenox, and Great Barrington are available to help you figure this out. If you don't know where you might want to host it and you need someone to host it, we know people and organizations and venues that might be willing to host it. So please reach out to us to share your ideas, and we can likely help make it happen. The deadline to register for this event is May 1st, but the event is May 15th to the 25th. And the earlier you register, the more promotion you get, because we use the early registers, the people, organizations that register early to promote throughout this time.
Smart.
Yeah, so get your registration in and ask questions. Ask questions. It is free, by the way. It is free to participate. Art Week presentations can occur anywhere in Berkshire County. All participants are strongly encouraged to offer an experiential element as part of their Art Week offering. Performance, studio visit, gallery show, talk, anything creative that includes that experiential component. It's awesome. It's so, so great. May 15th through the 25th throughout Berkshire County, May 15th through the 25th. And your event that you are hosting or presenting or performing can be free, but it also can have a cost. The events don't have to be free, but they are. It is free to register for Art Week, free to register for Art Week, and that is open as we speak. Again, the event is May 15th through the 25th, Art Week Berkshires. It's throughout Berkshire County, hosted by the five cultural districts within Berkshire County: Pittsfield, North Adams, Williamstown, Lenox, and Great Barrington. Over the last 2 years, there's been about 150 events throughout those 10 days.
It sounds like anything's possible.
Anything is possible, Bev. That is correct. So please, we encourage everybody, as I said, individual artists and performers, but also organizations that are already having something during that time, please register it for Art Week, because that counts. That definitely counts as something to do and something applicable for the Art Week Berkshires theme. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, and 88.1 down in Lee. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the wonderful city of Pittsfield. Bev Prentice is operating the board. And we are talking about all things happening in the month of March and beyond. Women in Art is the art show currently open at the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts. It features 73 women artists from around the Berkshires, and it is open through March 27th. You can go see it at the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts, 28 Rennie Avenue. We are open Wednesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., or by appointment. If there is another time that you'd like to come in, give us a call, and we can likely make that happen with some help. So no worries.
Very, very cool.
So many of these artists that came to the reception had never been to the Lichtenstein, which is also very cool and great exposure for this city-owned space in Pittsfield. That's really a gem.
It's a nice little place.
Yeah, it's a gem for the city. So we are fortunate to have it and to have all these people exposed to it, for sure. We are getting ready to put a call out for the second annual artist in residence at the Lichtenstein. For the first one, we had Carly Holmes come into the Lichtenstein and use this studio. We have a special studio designated for the artist in residence, and it is for free for 11 months, and you get to be a part of the show that features the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts artists in October. And so get ready. I believe we're going to be putting that call out shortly, within the next week or two, for the second annual artist in residence. And it is just someone, an artist that lives in Pittsfield, 21 or older, that is looking for a studio space. We are happy to share the city-owned studio space for 11 months. Yeah.
That's so cool.
It's very cool. And we're thrilled that the first one was Carly. She really used it just like we were hoping. It's amazing when things happen that you get visualized. It's like, oh, yeah, that's what we wanted. Good job. So, and Carly's a wonderful human being, too, which helps. Good energy these days. That's what we're looking for, good energy. And so we were grateful to have Carly be the first Pittsfield artist in residence. And we are going to be putting out the second call for art for artists in residence in Pittsfield. Again, look on lovepittsfield.com, our social media, which is Love Pittsfield on Instagram and Cultural Pittsfield on Facebook. Those are all the places where you will see them. And we put out a press release, so you might see it in the local media as well, hopefully. You put out these press releases and you just hope people pick them up and put them in the newspaper. And the Berkshire Eagle, iBerkshires, are really good. They almost always put something that we send them because it's usually good news. So we're grateful. Right. So we will be sending out a press release on that as well coming up shortly. Mid-March. Whew.
It is.
St. Patrick's Day. Do you do anything for St. Patrick's Day?
I wear green.
Oh, that's good. That's good. You don't have any special traditions?
If there were green wine, I'd probably buy it.
Green wine. Oh, I don't know if that would taste good, but maybe. There's green beer, isn't there? People do green beer.
They do.
Yeah. I think that it's funny that often in America, we make up traditions that probably the Irish have never even heard of. I even heard that, like, they don't eat corned beef and cabbage in Ireland.
That's true.
So here we are eating corned beef and cabbage because we think it's the right thing to do. And they don't even eat it in Ireland, but it's fine. We like corn. I mean, it's good. Also, everyone's Irish on St. Patrick's Day.
Right.
That's what it feels like. Any excuse to have a little celebration in the middle of March, right?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, that's right. Bosque is doing something for St. Patrick's Day on Sunday, March 15th. And then there's a lot of other places around celebrating St. Patrick's Day. A kudos to Bosque. People have been complaining about the snow all winter, but of course the ski resorts in the Berkshires were loving it. So I believe that they all had a great year, and they continue to stay open on and off, riding the wave of the weather. But we've had a great year at Bosque. We love our hometown mountain. We really do. It's just this sweet little gem in the heart of the Berkshires, and it's great. It's great for kids, adults, families, couples, friends.
Do you ski?
I do ski. Very slowly. I ski down very slow green and blue trails. My family skis. My husband and kids are really good skiers, and they ski better than I do. But I go slow. I ski for a couple hours, and then I'm done. And that's why I love Bosque, because you can ski for a couple of hours and be done and not feel guilty because it's in your, hometown and not far from your house.
Right.
So, and the McNinches have taken over the Drifter Bar at Bosque, the restaurant, and I believe it's been a great year for them as well. So, we spend a lot of time at Bosque skiing, and we like that Drifter restaurant up there, too. So, yay. Thanks for the snow, Mother Nature, for all of the. And, again, this is what I always talk about. Berkshires have so many ski resorts. There's Jiminy Peak, Berkshire East, Bosque, Butternut, Catamount. I mean, it's like in one county, there's that many ski resorts. So it's unheard of. And Berkshire East is challenging, as is, I mean, they all have challenges to them, but they're gems in the heart of Berkshire County. So again, we are fortunate.
So I take it that you're not afraid of heights.
I am a little afraid of heights. That's why I don't go up to the top of high mountains. But I can handle Bosque. And I don't go down the big, like, even there's Jewett at the top of Bosque, which is a black diamond. I don't do that one. I stay on the other one. So there's this, the kiddie trail that, family-friendly trail is Drifter, it's called. That is my favorite trail. If I just want a little happy, slow, I'd go down Drifter all day long. And people, my friends, laugh at me. I don't care who's laughing. My family laughs at me. But I don't care because I'm out there and I'm going slow and it's fine. And thank you. Thank you to the ski resorts in the Berkshires for all that you've done throughout this lovely winter. Someone was just talking to me about the snow. Oh, my gosh, the snow. But the ski resorts, obviously, love the snow. So they're having a great winter, and they're still got a couple weeks to go. Often they go through the month of March before they close down. So
we'll see
what happens with that one. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show on WTBR 89.7 FM and WSBR 88.1 FM. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the wonderful city of Pittsfield. Bev Prentice is operating the board. We want to say a big congratulations to the new chief of police for the city of Pittsfield, Mark Madalena. That was a long process, and he has been officially appointed and sworn in. And so congratulations to him. We look forward to working with him for the city of Pittsfield and all the good that he's going to continue to do throughout the Pittsfield Police Department for sure. I, this week, was going to a meeting. I looked over, and did you see anything about the car crashing into the light pole on North Street?
No.
And then the light pole fell into the street. So I didn't see it actually happen. I heard it, and I turned, and there was this car. And it was one of those old, I don't even know, 75 Capri or something. I don't know.
Oh,
it was
goodness.
One of those big cars, and yeah. The two guys got out, and they were like, whoa. So they were okay, but the light pole had literally fallen into the street. So no one was, I called 911 because I think that's what you should do. And then they came, yeah. And by the time I got out of my meeting, it was all cleaned up, except there were city guys there looking at the light pole like, oh, man, what are we going to do with this thing? So I haven't been by there today to see if the light pole has been fixed, but that was a quick response, and it didn't appear that
now
anyone was hurt.
That's a little scary.
Woo! That was so, like, adrenaline. You just heard, I heard it, turned around and went, whoa! Yeah, that was, it's always something, Bev, right?
So that's actually a blessing in disguise. They didn't get hurt in the
well,
car.
I don't. Yeah, I don't think they. The car was quite destroyed.
Right.
I'll show you a picture. Someone was filming it, of course, because that's what happens. And they didn't film the accident. They just have a picture of the car. So I'll show you a picture of it. And whew, that was something. But it was very fortunate that it appeared that they were okay. They got out of the car. Quick response by the emergency vehicles. And then the city of Pittsfield was there to fix or gather up the light and hopefully fix it very soon. We are gearing up and getting ready for First Fridays at 5 in Pittsfield. Hard to believe that's coming up. So the First Fridays are on the First Friday. And guess when the First Friday is in May?
No.
May 1st. The first day of the month, May 1st. So
May Day.
The first Friday of the year will be on May 1st in downtown Pittsfield. We are going to close those two blocks once again from Park Square to Columbus Avenue. We're going to have music on the stage at Persit Park at Columbus Avenue, Beer Garden with Hot Play Brewing, and then artisans along the way and nonprofit organizations doing interactive family fun activities. Bowie the Clown is going to be at a lot of them. Man, that he twists those balloons and makes all kinds of amazing things, and you're just like, how did you do this? So this is a work of art, you know. And the kids ask for crazy, because he takes requests. And
yeah.
These kids are like, I want an Oompa Loompa from Willy Wonka. I mean, I don't know if that's true. And he's like, bloop, 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 and then boop, there it is. How did he do that? So, yes, the balloon twisting is very popular, and he will be back doing that. And in May, we're going to have a special kind of public art, interactive public art. We are going, which you'll hear more about, there will be a new mural going up at 7 North Street, which is it's going to be on the side of the building right at the corner of North and West Street, but the side facing north. So when you're driving from Car Hardware all the way down the street and you're going towards Park Square and you're stopped at North and West Street and you look up, that's where the mural is going to be. So this muralist is going to begin working on that in mid-April. So I think there will be an interactive live component to see what he's coming up with and to see him working during the First Fridays in May. And then there's another group, the Commonwealth Mural Group, is working with Milltown Foundation and the Let It Shine Committee to do another community mural, and there will be an opportunity to do some painting of that community mural also on First Fridays at 5 in May 1st. So a lot of interactive activity throughout that particular month. which is super exciting.
I love the murals.
Yeah, the murals really do make, they make places better. They make people happy. Public art mm-hmm. makes people happy, and it's beautiful. The Sisterhood mural still makes me happy every time I go by it. That's the big one on the Shipton Building, which is by Palace Park, as you're driving north on North Street and you look up. And that one happens to be right near the Liechtenstein Center for the Arts, so we see it often, which is great. So a lot of public art, more public art coming to Pittsfield this spring and summer. Be on the lookout for that. Again, all of the things we're talking about will be published on lovepittsfield.com and on our Instagram page, Love Pittsfield, and on our Facebook page, Cultural Pittsfield. Thank you again to the Women in Art artists, 73 artists, at the Liechtenstein Center for the Arts through the month of March, March 27th. The show goes through March 27th, and you can come see it Wednesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. is when we're open. And there are, as I've said, 73 pieces of art. Shout out to Sean McCusker for hanging that show, because all of the people dropped off their art. This is also very funny. So women follow directions. I'll just say that. This was a very good study, an unofficial study. We put out directions in an email. Label your art, make it hangable. Very simple like that. And and these are the drop-off times. We left like 2 days with these times.
Yeah.
73 women followed those directions. Every single one that came in, I looked at the light. I'm like, it's just blows your mind that everybody followed those directions. And now, yes, this is not a scientific study. It's just a very informal study. But the fact that they were all women definitely had something to do with that.
That
so,
sounds interesting.
Yeah. So we were grateful for that. But please check that show out, Women in Art. It's at the Liechtenstein Center for the Arts through March 27th. And you can see photos of it all over our social media pages as well. The Art Week Berkshire's call for submissions is open. That is on berkshires.org, all the information on that. If you already have an event going on through between May 15th and 25th, you can submit it or create an event of your own. We've had 150 plus events over the years. So please think about submitting your event. Reach out with any questions that you have, because we are here to help. But May 15th through the 25th is Art Week Berkshires. And we will be talking about it as that date approaches, with more specifics on exactly what events will be happening. We are in the gathering and submitting your events stage of this process. But once we get all the events after May 1st, we'll be publicizing all of those and telling people to go take part in all of those events. So, yay, spring is springing.
Oh, it's wonderful, isn't
spring
it?
Spring is springing. People are happier. People say hello more when it's just very, and again, this is an unofficial study that I'm doing. People are happier. People say hello when it's warmer out. It's just, yeah, it's this time of year. But it does get cold, then it gets warm, then it gets cold, then it gets warm, and it's going to be okay.
It's just the way the seasons go.
Right? It's going to be okay. This has been the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show on WTBR 89.7 and 88.1 WSBR in Lee. My name is Jen Glockner. Bev Prentice is operating the board. We are very grateful for you listening. And remember, lovepittsfield.com is our website for all of the information that you need for the cool things happening in Pittsfield. Thank you so much. Have a great week.